As the national election races to the finish line, one issue that's made its way to the top of the debate is voter fraud. It is stated frequently and consistently that voter fraud is a huge problem that could undermine the results of the national elections. Nothing could be further from the truth. National experts say that credible allegations that someone may have pretended to be someone else at the polls are incredibly rare. The most comprehensive review of these allegations found only 31 different incidents, some of which involved multiple ballots, since the year 2000. 31 different incidents since the year 2000, anywhere in the country. Included in that analysis were all general elections, all primary, all special and municipal elections from the year 2000 through the year 2014. In general and primary elections alone during that period, more than 1 billion votes were cast. Now, while some of these 31 incidents have been thoroughly investigated, many have not. The author of the study guessed that some of the 31 were just honest mistakes, but he wanted to err on the side of caution. And that conservative approach still found only 31 credible allegations out of over 1 billion votes cast. Hardly sounds like a widespread problem. Yet the relentless message that somehow there is widespread problem with election fraud is having an impact on the nation. According to one recent poll, nearly half of Americans believe that voter fraud, which in the poll was defined as like the same person voting multiple times or someone voting who's not eligible, half of Americans thought that voter fraud was a problem. So nearly half of Americans believe there is a problem when the research says there is none. What evidence do proponents of the voter fraud myth use to advance their cause? Now, while the charges are usually based on anecdotes, a recent study issued by the independent think tank, the Pew Research Center, estimated that there were approximately 24 million, one of every eight, voter registrations in the United States that are no longer valid or are significantly inaccurate. And that fact is what proponents use. But when you look at the report issued by Pew, titled Inaccurate, Costly, and Inefficient, Evidence That America's Voter Registration System Needs an Upgrade, the report was an examination of the problems with voter registration. It wasn't a report that even looked at voter fraud. Ironically, the report found that there were over 50 million eligible voters who were not registered in the United States. That seems like a much bigger problem. There is evidence that the use of the term voter fraud is just an attempt to suppress the vote, particularly among young voters or the first-time voters, and voters of modest means, including voters of color. A national or even statewide debate over voting in America should be based on the facts, not overblown or false allegations. Efforts to suppress the constitutional right to vote is much more of a problem than voter fraud. Candidates for office should use their time to advance measures to protect and expand that constitutional right, not dream up ways to sow public unease for their own narrow partisan advantage. Here in New York, our voter registration and voter participation rates are anemic. A United States Elections Project analysis showed New York to have among the five worst voter turnouts in the nation. New York must take immediate action to address systemic problems that disenfranchise voters and remove barriers that suppress voter turnout. Here's a checklist of three reforms that could help. One, allow automatic voter registration and automatic updates to enrollment information of citizens interacting with all state and local government agencies. Two, allow voters to register and vote on Election Day. In the meantime, New York State should shorten the registration and change the enrollment deadlines to 10 days before the election, which is currently the minimum under the state constitution. And third, eliminate the patronage-controlled Board of Elections, starting with the merit selection of permanent board employees across the state. Reforms are needed, but they must remove obstacles to registration and voting, not respond to myths that are easily debunked.